chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. Listen for the word of God. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruits of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house." Hear what the Spirit is saying.
Let's pray together. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us and mold us, fill us and use us, O God. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon your people. Amen. So we just heard some very old, very important words from a very old, very important book of the Bible. And for our younger folks in the house today, I'm looking at you. You may be thinking to yourself, you may think it's weird to talk about very old things being very important. How is that possible? What do these old words have to do with us? How could they be important for our lives? I want to invite all of us to begin to think about answering that question by thinking about something that's very familiar, and that is our own families. So call to mind your family, however you define that for yourself, whomever your family is. Think about people who are important to you, people who love you, who help you to grow and to learn, who push you to be the very best that they know you can be. Think about people who have been with you when things were really hard. Think about the people who have been with you when things were really good. Think about those who have given you what you need to live. Now, I don't know about you, but the people in my family, both my biological family and what I call my found family, those people and the experiences that we share give me a sense of my own identity. Those people help me know that I belong. They're my people. They're who I come from. They're who have taught me to be who I am and set me out in the world. When we get together, me and my family, we remember important and funny moments that we've shared. Anybody else do that when you get together with the fam? tell your favorite stories, talk about the favorite characters in the family. Do you remember the time that Uncle so-and-so did that? You know, whatever, your favorite stories. And I don't know, when we get together as a family, we often will eat our favorite foods. Yeah. I mean, for us, a lot of times it's my Nana's pot roast and my dad's favorite, which was gooseberry pie. Anybody ever had a gooseberry pie? Yes, I knew there'd be at least one. I don't know, for you and your family, I imagine maybe it's the same when you get together. You tell the stories, you eat your favorite foods. I mean, maybe your family likes huckleberry pie instead of blueberry pie. But whenever we get together as families, we tell the stories that are our stories, the stories that ground us, that bind us together as a family. The words that we heard today from Deuteronomy capture the heart of a story. And not just any story, but it is our story. It's the story of God's family. Tradition says that the words that we heard today that Mr. Brian read for us are words spoken by Moses to the people of God as they were getting ready to enter the Promised Land. And Moses begins telling that family story with a reference to one of the family members, a wandering Aramean. Do you know who he was talking about? A wandering Aramean. Most likely talking about the one we call Father Abraham. Good old Father Abraham. He tells this story and then goes on to tell the fullness of it, about how the people, our family, our ancestors, were nomads in the land without any place of their own. They settled as immigrants in Egypt, and while there became slaves. They fled Egypt and became refugees, again wandering in the wilderness. This is the family story. And who was with them all along the way? Who was the member of the family who led them, who cared for them, who offered hospitality and protection and guidance and encouragement and food? Who was with them from the beginning to the end? It was God. Yahweh was with them. Throughout the story, the people receive the hospitality of God. God liberates and shelters and feeds and protects and guides the people into the promise. Now you may be thinking to yourselves, this still feels like someone else's story. But today, as we baptize and confirm and receive persons into this congregation, we once again tell that old story of God's love and grace. In our prayer over the water, you will hear Pastor Don say, "When you, O God, saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea, and their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised." We tell that story every time we baptize, confirm, reaffirm our faith. It's an old story, but guess what? It's our story. It's our family story, the story of God's grace and presence. When we're baptized, when we're confirmed, when we're received through reaffirmation of our faith, we claim our place in the story. We claim our place in God's family. And I have to say today what a blessing it is to know that we're receiving so many beautiful, beautiful people into this part of God's family. You know, friends, I love the fact that this family story that we've heard in the scripture today starts with that phrase, a wandering Aramean. Here at Foundry, we proudly welcome everyone, no matter where you are on your spiritual journey. And in this, we acknowledge that we come from a people who wander, who journey. Our people are wandering people. As J.R.R. Tolkien wrote in The Lord of the Rings, not all who wander are lost. God's people wandered in the wilderness because they were seeking the promise that God had made to them. They wandered on purpose. And our journeys, no matter where we are on the journey, are like that too. We're seeking God's promise for our own lives. We're seeking and wandering on purpose, looking for integration and wholeness and peace and purpose and love and acceptance and wisdom and justice and joy. And it's a lifelong journey. It never ends. We're always seeking. And this is part of what it means to be people of faith. Sometimes people want to tell you that to be a person of faith means that you have it all worked out, that you have all the answers, that you're certain, that you're sure, that you've arrived, that you believe and understand every word in the creed. Scary thought, right? If that's what it means to be a person of faith. But we are wandering people. We're seeking people. And that means that to have faith doesn't mean that we'll always feel settled or sure. My very first semester in college in Dr. John Scorer's philosophy of religion class, I read this. Show me someone who's not confused, and I'll show you someone who's not been thinking. I found that very reassuring. Really thinking, and if we care, we will have questions and we will have doubts. Our faith gives us permission to be honest about that stuff. Our faith gives us permission to be curious. Our faith gives us permission to wonder about God's sense of humor. After all, have you seen the platypus? This, by the way, is an in-joke with me and the confirmants. I'm just saying. I'll tell you all about it later. Our faith gives us permission to wrestle with things in the Bible or in the church and even to get mad at God. You know what? The people in the wilderness had a few choice words for God when they were out there wandering. And that's all right. Did God abandon the people? Never. Today, as we tell our story again through the baptismal covenant service, we are assured of God's love and mercy for us, no matter what. No matter what. And we're given grace to take our place and to play our own part in the ongoing adventure. The story began a long time ago, but it continues today, and we're all part of it. All along our journeys, in suffering and in wilderness, as in promise and joy, God is with us. That is our story. And today, we are given an opportunity once again to say that we are sticking to it. Thanks be to God.